Zimbabwe's opposition presidential candidate Morgan Tsvangirai was allowed to leave a police station after being briefly detained there, but told he could not resume campaigning today. Tsvangirai had been trying to campaign around Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second largest city, when he was stopped at a roadblock and ordered to go to a police station. His MDC party is accusing President Robert Mugabe of trying to sabotage his campaign. Meanwhile, there are fears that humanitarian conditions for many Zimbabweans will become even worse after the government yesterday indefinitely suspended all work by aid groups and non-governmental organizations amid accusations that a number of them had breached their terms of registration. We spoke with Bev Clark of the Kubotana Trust of Zimbabwe, who spoke about the desperate situation facing Zimbabweans.
In Zimbabwe at the moment, I think that Zimbabweans are still feeling pretty defiant from the results of the last elections. Everybody has seen and knows how unpopular the Mugabe regime is. The recent suspension of aid groups and also yesterday's incident when diplomats were stopped at a roadblock just north of Harare indicate largely that the Mugabe regime is very fearful and is cracking down on any dissent or any assistance that's being leveraged for ordinary Zimbabweans who are really on their last legs, because it is absolutely ironic that someone like Mugabe was recently at the food summit in Rome when apparently governments like the U.S. are feeding upwards of 1 million Zimbabweans. So the average Zimbabwean at the moment in terms of access to food is really struggling to eat one meal a day. But I think that a lot of Zimbabweans are actually looking forward in a perverse way to June 27th, because I think it will give them another opportunity to vote and to use their only way, really, to tell Mugabe that he is very unpopular.